Good evening, Mr. Trump. I was wondering, do you talk to your wife and children the same way that you speak at the GOP debates?
The same way?
Occasionally.
I think I'm much nicer to them. I will say, you know, you talk about the debates. I never knew about debating. My whole life has been sort of a debate, but the politicians, they debate every night, and I didn't know how that was really going to work out. And the debates, I've loved the debates. I've really had fun with them. I think I've done well with them. I guess I wouldn't be. I've been on the center stage every single debate. And I've really enjoyed it. But I will tell you, I speak to my wife and children much, much differently. And but it has been an interesting process. They're always saying, be nicer on the debates. I said, wait a minute, they're coming at me from all these different angles. Well, how can I be nice? But Melania in particular would say, be nicer in the debates. I said, I can't do that. I have to win first, but we'll be nice. But we've had a lot of fun.
What do you say to him? Because I think I saw, Mr. Trump, you saying on the campaign trail that both Melania and also Ivanka were telling you to be more presidential. What do you want? What would you like him? How would you like him to be different?
Just to use nice language.
Better language. Yeah.
Better language.
I know you
not
were,
all
you,
the time.
You were upset when...
Sometimes I agree with it.
Somebody yelled out something at one of his rallies.
Correct, and she repeated.
You were upset with that.
Yes, and I was thinking, just don't repeat it, because next day the press, all what they will talk, it's about the word, an appropriate word, and that was correct. So,
Ivanka, what have you said to him about being presidential?
Well, I think one of the interesting things about this process is it's very easy to have an opinion on things, but when you're not in the arena, it's a different ballgame. So I've definitely said things of that kind to him, but I also then watch these debates, and it's a hard thing to observe because I see them, it's like a cage match. You know, they're jumping on him and they're hitting him from the left, hitting him from the right. Everyone's attacking him because he's been the front runner for so long. He's the man to take down. So while I do sometimes tell him to withhold some of that sort of fire, I also understand it, and I think it's instinct, and I think it also speaks to his passion. And I think that's ultimately what we need. I mean, you have to have tremendous stamina to get through this process. You have to have a fire and a passion. I don't think you can be particularly laid back and make it through this whole experience from what I've observed, especially when you're competing against many very qualified people who are quite upset by the fact that you've long passed them.
You've still talked about kind of changing your tone from time to time, maybe even soon. Do you think that's actually going to happen? Because a lot of people are saying, look, you've been talking about that for a while.
Sure.
Maybe he's not actually capable of changing.
Oh, I'm very capable of doing it. It's easy to do it. I mean, it's easier to do it than the way I behave right now. But
so why not?
Because I have two more people I have to take out. And when I take them out, I will be so presidential you won't believe it. And then, of course, I'll start on Hillary, and then I'll be a little bit less presidential. But assuming I win, I will be very, very, the country will be very proud of me, and we will make America great again. You know, my whole thing is make America great again.
I haven't heard that.
It's so important to me. I know that. But it's just so important to me.